This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Some of you have never been in the military. In peacetime or in wartime, some activity you could expect whilst in the military would be they might ask you to jump out of a perfectly good running airplane. They might ask you to, or order you to, charge a machine gun nest. They might deem that you be stationed at Fort Irwin, California. All of those, by the way, are miserable. Three of the myriad miseries that American patriots are willing to endure to defend the country. But today's military is asking too much of our young people, as evidenced by the crashing recruitment rates that threaten to deplete a military already running short of soldiers. Have our young people suddenly turned from heroes to zeros, ne'er-do-well heirs of the brave warriors who confronted the forces of tyrannical gun control at Lexington and Concord? Now, the kids are all right, actually, because, the children of any age, the kids of any age, the 18-year-olds of any age, whether it's 70s, 80s, or 60s, we all were sort of malcontents. It had to be molded. The problem lies echelons above. Now, here's a little leadership secret that's actually not a secret at all to competent commissioned and non-commissioned officers. There are no bad cohorts of soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guardsmen, or whatever the hell the Space Force people are called. There are only bad leaders. And right now, we have the worst military leadership in American history, starting right at the top with a commander-in-chief who is less like Ike than Beavis. In fact, and this rips me up to say, because my time in service is not something I would trade for anything, the reluctance to enlist of the traditional normal Americans who are most likely to serve and who are the most desirable for service is entirely rational. I get it. You do have an obligation to serve our country in some way, the military being the highest and best way for those who are able. But you do not have an obligation to do so if your life is going to be squandered by a leadership whose strategies are a disaster, and whose priorities are not the defense of the country, but some sort of bizarre pan-global progressive ideology, and who want to use you as a guinea pig in freakish and morally bankrupt social experiments, all while failing to fulfill even the most basic obligations of the leaders to the lead. The military today is failing to meet its recruiting goals because it has failed to earn the trust of normal Americans who would otherwise be inclined to raise their hands. And I was there. The American military, Vietnam, whatnot, was standing. I mean, the American military in Vietnam did great things. It was just about the leadership once again. But from the 40s through the 90s, this was the pinnacle. You know? I was there temporally and physically, right at the very peak of American power. I was there staring during the time of the Cold War. I didn't know it then that that would be the pinnacle. In fact, it would not become clear to me until decades later. I mean, I was in a communications platoon with the expectation that as soon as we keyed, our mics were so strong, our signal was so strong, it could be triangulated by the ECM of the day in about 7 seconds. So we were going to be infantrymen right after we sent that one and only message. I was in the 1st Armored Division, 154 Mech Infantry. When I realized that we had won, when the wall came down, I did not realize what that meant. Right? I didn't realize what that meant. And there was a reason for that, and that's because I was so micro-focused on my mission. When you realize a final victory, I didn't really realize what was going on in the macro. I understood that I was an insignificant cog in a vast machine that had delivered our countrymen to a remarkable triumph. But I would not fully appreciate the significance of this until I realized years later how long we were in Afghanistan and did not declare any sort of a victory. How long we were in, you know, all of these wars that have gone on and on in the war on terror. I did not really realize the significance of what happened with the Cold War. So, and one of the things that drove this home to me was watching the unrecognizable U.S. military humiliated in the debacle at Kabul Airport. And this was America today. This was the American military today. And if we want enough quality recruits, we're going to have to make the military great again. Now, no matter who you are, no matter what you do for in the military, your personal contribution in any role in the military is not very significant at all. And that's not what it's about. The military experience is so vast. It's so... You learn so many things about yourself. You learn so many things about what you can accomplish yourself. You overcome things that you didn't know were possible. And I still highly recommend that experience to any young person over the grotesque betrayal of the warriors that we saw when Biden abandoned Afghanistan. 13 dead. And what did we get out of it? Nothing. We didn't get nothing out of it. It was an operation to the extent that it was planned at all. It was so poorly planned that it was hard to believe that no one was fired. And then that's not really so hard to believe at all. Accountability is for, you know, PFC who leaves his M4 in the restroom. But promotions are for the bigwigs who had months of warning but still failed to ensure adequate infrastructure was in place at an airport so a bomber could walk within 15 meters of our troop and blow himself and them up. On the tactical side at the battalion level, they did as good as they could be expected to. But if you are a young American thinking of serving our country... And you see that fiasco, are you going to rush out to sign on the line that is dotted? Our leadership is so painfully frivolous regarding the most serious business of our government. And what's the bigger deal, China or the weather? For them, it's the weather, which is ridiculous. So let's go and list some Gaia worshippers from Santa Monica or Manhattan. But the fact is, the kind of middle American patriots who make up the military are the same people the ruling class our military serves called they call them deplorables. So who needs to earn GI Bill benefits when the crusty in chief and his party want to dump the tuition debts of students who fought the Battle of the Bong at Gumbo State on suckers who paid their own way? I'm not done talking about this, so this is a problem that later on down the road is going to revisit us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Metal Whey. Green Metal Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Metal Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Metal Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Metal Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Metal Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Metal Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking about the problems that they're having meeting recruiting goals. Now, this is a long-term problem. This will revisit us later on down the road. We are losing military people left, right, and center. And because of what the military has become, there's not so many people. You know, they watch TV, they see what's going on. It's a different day than when I was in the military. Serving the country is great, but the key component of that is the our country part. And right now, our country is being invaded over our southern border. But if you were to enlist, if you were to watch the news or listen to me or, you know, read townhall.com or whatever, you would find out that you would not be going there to protect your home. It seems, from the giddy excitement of the bipartisan fusion party about this new opportunity to spill other people's kids' blood, that you might get a chance to defend Ukraine's borders. You will not be joined by anyone with a Ukrainian flag emoji on their Twitter bio, and you will go into battle knowing the discos of Kiev are packed as we defend their country. These are not selling points of the kind of tech-savvy smart kids that we need to be filling our ranks. Now, there is an off chance that you might be engaged in a necessary war where American interests are truly at issue, but you will also realize that despite a nearly $1 trillion a year budget, our equipment is still aging and falling apart, and while there's always money to celebrate Pride Month, there's never enough training ammo. I remember two times when I was a training NCO at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. I could not schedule a 45 ACP range because they couldn't afford the ammo. So I had to have my people qualify with 22 target pistols. Another time, I couldn't afford two MREs a day for people to go to a field exercise, so they couldn't go to the field. So back in 1990, they were already the training budgets have always been monkeyed with. Of course, we didn't have social justice nonsense then, and that social justice nonsense is another reason we can't recruit. Would you want to waive your civil rights and sleep in the dirt to be part of an institution that hates you? No, I didn't think so either. Would you feel like joining an organization whose leadership is very, very focused on mythical white privilege and the scary insurrectionist? And remember, if you are a conservative, you are an official extremist threat. And if you are a believer, you run afoul of the official morality of CRT. And if you think men can't become women because they feel like it, you are a horrible bigot and you will be ordered to lie and use the pronoun du jour or else. And if you won't submit to a vaccine that has not done much of what was promised, out you go with no pension. And this is the disastrous betrayal of our leadership. Many people who think we ought to fight all their ridiculous wars should go do it themselves. I want to see some name tapes with Cheney or Bush or Obama on them. Credit is due to Biden. 50% of his sons served honorably and were not tossed out day one for drugs. And if this was baseball, 500 President Gumby, 500 percentage, would be the greatest batter of all time. Maybe the people who presume to lead our troops should stop trying to convert steely-eyed killers into neurotic Wesley sophomores, complete with a long roster of microaggressions to focus on instead of training to win wars, which is something we've not done decisively in 30 years. And maybe our leaders need to stop tossing out fine troopers because of a flu shot. But they won't do that as long as our sitting president is a half-wit dust puppet. As We'll Be Back points out, the key to revitalizing our military is electing a president who will confront the Pentagon with a whip and a chair. The Joint Chiefs, fire every blanking one of them. I can't say it out loud. The heads of the military schools and the war colleges, fire every blanking one of them. Everyone a slot with a title that includes the word diversity, inclusion, or equity, fire. Fire them. Fired if a civilian, transferred to a real job if not. Until then, it's sad that so many of the great potential warriors our country produces will take a hard pass on the military. But then again, in the face of the total failure of the military's leadership, starting right at the top, it's understandable if regrettable. We don't have a serious president right now. We don't have a serious president. We have a president who will sit there and tell you, we're going to fight gun violence. While all the while, all the gun violence that's being done in the blue cities, like this horrendous shooting that just occurred in Chicago, and we're talking about maybe if we get a chance we'll talk about that, but this horrendous shooting that just occurred in Chicago, this guy had all kinds of social media posts going on, which, you know, they're claiming they're going to look at in New York, and he didn't get red flags, and they have red flag laws in Illinois, and he bought a gun legally, and he knew that he's not insane because he disguised himself. He camouflaged himself. And, you know, once again, background checks fail, and the whole fallacy that is the red flag law catches nobody that's actually going to do anything. It only catches people that make people mad. So, and yet, despite that, he's out there, and he's, well, me and Jill, we just hate this, and I'm going to do everything I can to fight this, and you need to go in there and fire all these Democrats from your party is what you need to do, Mr. President. You can't do that, because that's not the way the republic works, but, you know, that's the problem. It has nothing to do with guns. It has everything to do with policy in place. So we need a serious president who will spend serious political capital and, more importantly, serious time fixing what is broken. It can be done, and until it does get done, don't expect enough of the kind of troops you would actually want to enlist to flock down to the recruiting office. And for those of you later, I mean, this is going to happen in my lifetime. In my lifetime, we're going to have a serious deficit of personnel. A serious deficit of qualified military personnel in place. They did a big purge to get rid of anybody that might not be leftist. That might be white supremacists or insurrectionists, or might not be down with the trans. They have purged it. They purged the military ranks. So who wants to go in there? That's almost as bad as being a cop. So. Anyway. I just wanted to muse about that out loud. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is beginning his first Middle East trip tonight. The president set to leave just after 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, where his first stop on that trip will be Jerusalem. The president receiving some pushback from those on the right and left regarding the trip, as he is visiting Saudi Arabia. Regarding the visit to Saudi Arabia, John Kirby, National Security Council Director for Strategic Communications, tells MSNBC.
Saudi Arabia, Mika, is, as you know, a key partner in the region on a lot of issues. And we're going to, obviously, energy security will come up, for instance, in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but counterterrorism, the war in Yemen.
The Democratic-led Made-for-TV January 6th committee held their seventh public hearing on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is highlighting America's partnership with Mexico, including efforts to stop the flow of drugs.
To achieve our goals of everything from the fight against COVID-19, continuing to grow our economies, to strengthening our partnerships and addressing migration as a shared hemispheric challenge.
The president hosting Mexican President Obrador at the White House, Biden adding that the United States is accelerating efforts to stop the illegal trafficking of fentanyl and human smuggling. Japan is bidding a somber farewell to its longest-serving prime minister. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
With much of the country still in disbelief, Japan on Tuesday said farewell to Shinzo Abe, a political figure who dominated politics in that country as its longest-serving premier. He was gunned down at a campaign rally last week.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, if a very tiny, and I mean, this is all in response to what's being forced down your throats on a regular basis. See, I don't want to go into a place to get my tires rotated and have something saying, we celebrate Gay Pride Month. I'm just here to get my tires done. Okay? I don't want to go to a grocery store and have their politics shoved down my throat. I'm tired of everything being politicized. But I did not know this, to be honest with you. Apparently, there's some segment of us within the gun culture that have been celebrating July as Gun Pride Month. And when I tell you, I didn't know that. I mean, I'm serious. Did any of you hear that? Any of you ever heard that before? That's a new one for me. So, why can't a pro-freedom majority, if for having a celebration being forced on the majority, can the majority impose a celebration for ourselves? So, Let's talk about the top reasons for celebrating the occasion of gun pride. Eric Swalwell and all of his nonsense notwithstanding. Number one, it is fun. If you follow the basic rules of gun safety, the real rules, not those for the moms looking for any sort of attention from every town, treat all guns as if they're always loaded. Never let the muzzle point at anything that you're not willing to destroy. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you made the decision to shoot. Be sure of your target and what is behind it. There's nothing more fun than spending an afternoon plinking at some paper targets or becoming more proficient with your tactical training. It's even more fun to bring a wavering leftist along. And there are those who hardly know anything about guns, and having them learn a few things may bring them over to the pro-freedom side. Then there's one fact that even the true leftist recognizes the importance of the Second Amendment. True leftist Naomi Wolf stated in an essay on the subject that is still relevant even though it was posted a few weeks ago. The last thing keeping us free in America is the lights go off all over Europe and Australia and Canada. And yes, we must face this fact, the Second Amendment. I can't believe I'm writing those words, but here we are and I stand by them. She also examined the somewhat archaic language of the Second Amendment and translated it into our modern equivalent. So the Second Amendment, translated into modern English construction. Because a well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state, therefore the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The sensible right of self-defense and the Second Amendment is unique in the Bill of Rights. In fact, it is unique on the planet. It is really the only one with a physical manifestation. It puts the force of defense, the force of violence, behind the rest of the rights in order to enforce them and make sure they're maintained. If we didn't have the Second Amendment, the Bill of Rights would be just a worthless piece of parchment that the anti-liberty left would ignore, as they do with all the others. And trust me on this, this aspect of the issue alone makes it well worth a month-long discussion. And maybe you'll get others to consider that. Next one is leftists hate liberty, and they certainly hate the things we might use to preserve it. And that is the hard truth of the matter. You almost get the impression that they actually believe their own labeling at times. Remember, they are people who attack liberty at every turn, but yet they call themselves liberals. Meaning that we're for liberty, but they're not really for liberty. They're for controlling you. They're for tyranny. And they would like nothing better than to go back in time to an ancient ideology that has never worked. The anti-liberty left can BS with the best of them, but it's their contradictions that catch them every time. They used to take offense. You question their patriotism. Now they openly say, blank the fourth, and hurl their America hate in our faces. And you should get the impression, because it is the truth, get the impression that no matter what they get, it's never enough. And part of this goes back to their fundamental ethos, in that they are supposedly for progress, and we oppose this progress because we can't deal with change or something. So they incessantly tar us with the pejorative of being reactionary. And in the case of the recent month, they now want two because one was too short. And too bad for them, the pro-freedom right already has a claim on July. Thanks. Then, we need to talk about the Second Amendment and the importance of it outside of the hysteria of a tragedy. Anti-liberty leftists love to marginalize groups of people and ideas while they condemn those that marginalize groups of people and ideas. And yes, they are rife with double standards. And the fact is that guns save lives. So liberty grabber leftists have to keep discussions on the subject within the confines of the emotional hysteria of a mass murder tragedy. It maintains a negative association with the subject matter and always casts it in a bad light. Gun Pride Month pushes back on this as a way of having calm discussions on the issue. Liberty denier leftists would like nothing better than having guns only associated with mass shootings and crime. And, you know, the United States as it is today would not have gained independence without guns, and that's the obvious reason why they enshrined the Second Amendment, the founders. After all, the Revolutionary War started with the scourge of gun confiscation. Anti-liberty leftists would like to avoid talking about that inconvenient fact of history, as well as the rest of the story, because, as usual, it puts them, as they like to say, on the wrong side of history. But they can't always turn to their usual way of dealing with the situation and lie through their teeth. And even now, they obsess over the same goal, to the point that there are even scientific papers on the subject entitled, "People Will Bury Their Guns Before They Surrender Them." I myself am a big proponent of the boating accident joke. Everything vanishes in inconvenient boating accidents. All my guns, all my ammo. But guns are the teeth of the Bill of Rights. Them trying to disarm you is the same thing as them catching every Impala in the African plains, whose only, you know, they have plenty of natural predators preying upon them, holding down the Impala and chainsawing off their horns, which is their only means of defense, and letting them up now, hornless, and saying, "Now you're lighter and you can run faster. Be free, Impala, be free." But now they're defenseless, which means very shortly they're going to be becoming dinner for something, for a lion, a leopard, hyenas, hunting dogs, whatever it's going to be. They're going to become a meal. They're going to become prey. So guns are the gateway drug to liberty. They affirm individual civil rights. And that's something that the anti-liberty left cannot deal with. And if for no other reason than that, that is probably the best reason to celebrate the fact that the Second Amendment is enshrined and is now looked upon, even by the Supreme Court, as a first-class right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, let's talk about Highland Park. Shooter who allegedly opened fire on the Highland Park 4th of July parade was dressed in women's clothing to disguise himself and aid his escape, according to police today. That's what they said today. Robert Bobby E. Cremo, or Cremo, whatever, the third, 21, is accused of killing 6 innocent parade goers, now 7, and injuring at least 30 others after he allegedly climbed onto the roof of a business in the wealthy Chicago suburb on Monday and fired off 70 rounds from a high-powered rifle, which, by the way, if it was an AR-15, he broke the law because they're outlawed in Illinois. They have an assault weapons ban. You can go across the state line and buy it legally, but possession of it in Chicago, that's bad. That's a bad thing. He then ditched the legally purchased weapon on the roof so he could blend in with the crowd as he fled during the chaos, according to Lake County Major Crime Task Force spokesman Christopher Covelli. He also said Cremo was dressed in women's clothing. Investigators do believe he did this to conceal his facial tattoos and his identity. He was seen on video camera in women's clothing. He may have even donned a hairpiece to complete his disguise. Covelli said a wig is not out of the question. Twisted cover was designed to make it appear almost as if he was an innocent spectator himself. He wore that in an attempt to conceal himself. Cremo is a rapper who goes by the name of Awake the Rapper. He immediately went to his mother's house nearby and used her car to flee the area. and he remained on the loose for hours after the rampage killing. But he was nabbed by police Monday night when a bystander spotted his vehicle and alerted 911. Cops found another rifle in the suspect's car and more firearms in his apartment in nearby Highwood after he was eventually taken into custody, they said. Okay. I want to know where he worked. Where did he work? Authorities, including Highland Park Police, Lake County Major Crime Task Force, and the Lake County Coroner's Office, held a news conference following the arrest of a suspected shooter, Robert Cremo. They said he purchased weapons locally and illegally. Charges were expected to be filed on him today. We do believe Cremo pre-planned this attack for several weeks, adding that investigators were still trying to determine a motive. Investigators have been in discussions with him. I don't have anything to say about motivation thus far, but it hasn't been provided. We have no indication to suggest at this point that it was racially motivated or motivated by religion. Now, let's look at something, because dude has a past. Dude has a past. Because he is Awake the Rapper, he has a Spotify, he has a Spotify profile. I think he has an IMDb profile, I'm not too sure. It identifies him on IMDb as a rapper, singer, songwriter, actor, and director from the Chicago area. And it boasts that one of his songs released in 2018 amassed millions of plays. Now, 2018, see, he's 21 now, so 4 years ago he would have been 17 years old. The hip-hop phenom is mostly known for his hit song On My Mind, which was released October 8, 2018. Cremo began uploading music when he was 11, according to the IMDb page. The page claims his net worth is $100,000. According to the page, he is referred to as the 6-foot hip-hop phenom Awake the Rapper. Born Robert Eugene Cremo III on September 20, 2000 in Chicago, Illinois. He's the middle child of three and of Italian descent. Cremo had posted a video to his since-deleted YouTube page that included a drawing of someone who appeared to have been shot dead by the police, which those screenshots are out there for you to see. He released a music video titled Are You Awake in October 2021 that included drawings of a man aiming a rifle at a person. Video also showed an image of a newspaper clipping about Lee Harvey Oswald, who shot and killed President John F. Kennedy, and another image that shows a drawing with blood spurting from a person's body. A later frame shows police cars arriving as the shooter holds his hands up. And in another video in which Cremo appears in a classroom wearing a black bicycle helmet, he says he is like a sleepwalker. I know what I have to do. Everything has led up to this. Nothing can stop me, even myself. According to his Spotify page, he put together three albums in 2017, 2018, and then last year. The page says he's averaged 16,466 monthly listens. His father, also named Robert Cremo, ran for mayor of Highland Park in 2019. He lost to Highland Park Mayor Nancy Rotering in 2019, according to WGN. When the news station reached out to him for comment, he reportedly hung up. He also posted at least twice about former President Donald Trump, according to a NBC News outlet, which this is not so much a this is the thing I love about with Trump. With Trump, everything's about Trump. If it's even just the scarcest reference. So, on a Twitter post from June 27, 2021, he's seen with a Trump flag draped over him, but the caption on the post reads, "Spam." Another video, reportedly posted on his YouTube page, appears to show Cremo and other people cheering Trump's presidential motorcade. And he flipped the phone's orientation to show his face at the end of the video, and he was dressed as Waldo. From Where's Waldo? So, you know, if in fact he had liquid assets of $100,000, that solves where the money came from. Right? We can just do away with that conspiracy theory right there. The other thing, though, is that some people come into shooting and they really get into shooting really in a big way. And normally when they get into shooting, they're going to buy certain things and they're looking for something in particular. They're not particularly stocking up, you know. Most people don't have that kind of disposable income to just keep buying everything they see that they might want. So they might trade up, lose a little money here, a little money there. That's just reality. Somebody that would get out there and at this age, this is what the left says they're going to do. They want to take a look at people of this age. And here's my take on this. This guy, like the guy in Buffalo and like the guy in Uvalde, this guy is a recent product of public schools. We have been watching them for a while, teaching all kinds of things, lowering standards altogether, getting away from their very basic mission, which is to teach reading, writing, and arithmetic, trying to install values into your kids that have nothing to do with them, trying to get them to be open to the fact that, well, you're a boy, but you might be a girl, and you're a girl, but you might be a boy. And I don't know what the value of that flip-flopping is for them, but there must be something in there. Maybe just controlling them, trying to get them to be susceptible to suggestion, I don't know. Looking at these young fellows now, looking at these young guys that are coming out, he also got to sit around in Illinois locked down for the last 2 years. And I submit this to you. These young people have mental health issues. And we will see more of this. I said this the other day after they passed this stupid law, the BSCA or whatever they called it. There's going to be more shootings like this by young people. And it will be because we hid in our houses for 2 years and let them marinate. Let that mental health issue marinate. No socialization at all. Coming up next, it's going to be me and Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.